All right, so my top three picks of things to do this weekend. We kick off for all the bookworms out there. The Online Lotus Book Blog continues its online charity book sale today. All of the proceeds go to Help to Read South Africa. Fantastic stuff. I'm joined now by the founder of the Lotus Bookstore, Damien Terblanche. Very good morning to you, Damien. Great to have you on. When did you start the bookstore?
Very good morning, Sarah Jane and Cape Book listeners. Thank you for the opportunity. So I actually started the bookstore in 2019. So before COVID, so I kind of got ahead of the curve with kind of just dealing with extraordinary circumstances. And yeah, it's been going well ever since.
In terms of people's book buying habits, Damien, what are they looking like these days? Are people responding well to the Lotus Book Blog?
They have been responding fairly well. I think a big part of Lotus's appeal are the lovely photos that we post, and we actually support other organizations as well. So there's other reasons why people are actually supporting us.
And
In terms of people's book buying habits, I think there's still a big demand for physical books and paperback and tradeback. I mean, people still love the feel of a physical book. So that's still important to people.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so tell us about the book sale. What sort of bargains can people pick up? That's what people want to know.
Yeah, so essentially people can buy good quality books and bookish merchandise by other local South African brands as well. And as you've mentioned before, a portion of the proceeds will be given to charity. And the charity we selected this time is Help to Read South Africa. And they're an NGO that essentially focuses on literacy in South Africa, or improving the literacy levels in South Africa. So they also have other programs where they upskill the community and essentially keep the organization alive, but also benefiting society.
Okay, wonderful stuff. So what are some of the most popular books at the moment? What are people desperate to get their hands on?
Well, definitely going to be the Harry Potter books.
Still?
Those just fly off the shelves, even to this day.
How interesting.
People are still looking for the first edition copies.
Largely
that they can actually find on my store, so that's so great.
All right, so tell people where they need to head. Where is that? What's the website? How do they get to you?
Yes, so a simple Google search of Lotus Bookstore will be fine, but if you'd like to enter the address directly, it's simply lotus-bookstore.com. Or they can find us on the social media network.
Wonderful.
The main ones, that is.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. So you can also head to facebook.com/lotusbookblog. How good are your sales, Damien? Is this something that people are going to find that it's easy on the wallet to stock up their bookshelves?
Yes, definitely. I think if there's any queries people have with regards to the price or the service, they're happy to send us a message and we'll improve our service even more.
Okay, wonderful stuff. Okay, fantastic. Damien, thanks ever so much for joining us this morning. That's Damien Terblanche. He's the founder at the Lotus Bookstore. And you can find them lotusbookblog.com. And it's the last day of their online book sale. Good stuff. So if you are looking, if your bookshelf is looking a little bare, or you're looking for a particular read, then get yourself to lotusbookblog.com or via Facebook, facebook.com/LotusBookBlog. Okay, that's my number one pick. Number two, it's the neighbourhood goods market at the Old Biscuit Mill, which is happening every Saturday from 9 o'clock, bringing even more local artisans, designers and foodies to the Old Biscuit Mill. The market's Josie Evely sent us this voice note with all the information that you'll need. Take a listen.
Good morning, Cape Town. We are thrilled to be chatting to you nice and early about your future weekend plans. And for those who don't have any, we urge you to come pop by the Neighbor Goods Market and the Old Biscuit Mill from 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock this Saturday. And we're also really, really happy to tell you that we are still open and trading under lockdown level 3. So for those people who haven't yet added the Old Biscuit Mill to your Cape Town bucket list, there's never been a better time to do so. And obviously the time to support local is now. We really do need to think about local businesses and supporting small businesses and friends in the industry, but obviously to do so in a way whilst we all still staying safe and keeping mindful of the current protocols. So we have adjusted sort of the way that we do things at the old biscuit mill. Obviously there's the usual sort of protocol when you check in, temperature checks, sanitizers everywhere. And other than that, unfortunately, we've changed things with the alcohol ban. So it's cocktails to mocktails, some zero beers. But we promise you that the kombucha cocktails are seriously delicious and a whole lot healthier for you anyway. So we've got that. And then all the usual artisanal goodness with Cape Town's creatives coming together under one roof, and still a little bit of weekend happiness just to kickstart everything on a good and safe foot. So all of that is on offer at the Neighbor Goods Market. It happens every single Saturday. Come rain, sun, snow, we'll see you there, Cape Town. We do urge you to come out, but to do so with your mask and just to be mindful of being safe under current lockdown levels. And other than that, just remember that the Old Biscuit Mall is open, so you can wander the market, and then the rest of our beautiful tenants are open as well. So we've got stores like the Espresso Lab, where you can obviously kickstart that weekend personality with a coffee. Head on over for some delicious lunch at the newly launched Purveyor Steakhouse and Pizzeria. And then we've obviously got very loved staples like the Test Kitchen with their newly launched Origins menu, or Sunday brunch is back at the Potluck Club. So things like that are great for the foodies out there. But we've also got incredible stores and gift and home decor ideas plenty, thanks to the lovely team at Abode. And then obviously a visual feast upstairs at the Bello Studio. You can kickstart your summer wardrobe. All the ladies out there popping at Ruby Yes Clothing. And then there's obviously a lot of home deco ideas at Continuum as well. So these are just a few of the stores. And as mentioned, everyone supports each other at the moment. So there's a great community feel at the Old Biscuit Mill sort of in general. And never has the time sort of been more apt to support local and start at home, but to do so in a safe space. So we urge you to come on down, and we look forward to welcome you. Even though our smiles may be masked, it's the usual warm welcome with the biscuit mall and the Neighbor Goods Market. So see you here this Saturday.
Wonderful stuff. Thanks ever so much, Josie Evely, from the Old Biscuit Mill's Neighbourhood Goods Market. So that's my second pick, if you are looking for something to do today. And then thirdly, the Maker's Landing team of chefs present kids' workshops every Saturday and Sunday at the cruise terminal at the V&A waterfront. And the theme for this week is breadsticks. Yes, please, I'm in. The classes are for kids, hopefully big and small, age 5 and up. And the project manager for Maker's Landing is Wesley Wilkinson.
The Maker's Landing team presents kids' workshops every Saturday and Sunday, 10:30 to 11:15 and 11:30 to 12:15. This weekend's theme is mini cake decorating by one of our amazing makers, Sweet Lionheart. Next weekend, we have breadstick making and baking by the Bread Bar. And the last weekend in Jan, we'll have cookie baking and decorating by Chef Jen. Please note these classes are suitable for kids aged 5 to 12, and parents can keep an eye on their little ones through the glass of our demo kitchen while enjoying our tenants' delicious coffee and food, or doing some essential shopping, from sourdough and rusks to chocolate and cheese. Launching soon will be our masterclass series for junior chefs, suitable for aspiring cooks and chefs aged 12 to 16, and later in Feb, we'll be launching our workshops and classes for adults looking to boost their culinary skill. For bookings, you can find us on Instagram at Maker's Landing. Just use the link in our bio. And on Facebook, Maker's Landing CT. For those of you who have not been able to join us yet, you can find us at the cruise terminal at the V&A waterfront, just opposite the Silo District. We look forward to hosting you and seeing you soon at Maker's Landing.
Wonderful. Thanks very much, Wesley Wilkinson, project manager for Maker's Landing. So there we go. That's your top three, or my top three picks of things to do this weekend. You've got the online Lotus Book Blog charity sale. All proceeds going to Help to Read South Africa. You can find them at lotusbookblog.com or via Facebook, facebook.com/ Lotus Book Blog. There's the Neighbourhood Goods Market at the Old Biscuit Mill every Saturday from 9 o'clock. And And then the Maker's Landing team of chefs with their kids' workshops, which takes place every Saturday and Sunday for kids 5 to 12. And that takes place at the demo kitchen at the cruise terminal at the waterfront. There we go.
Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King.
Saturday and Sunday, 6 to 10 a.m.
And don't forget, if there is an event or happening, whether it be in person or online, that you think would interest your fellow Cape Talk listeners, drop me a line. You can send me a voice note to 072 567 1567 or SMS 31567, or you can send me an email to sarahk, S-A-R-A-K, at primemedia.co.za.